ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, Montu.
Thank you, DJ. Since we've been doing this all week long, we decided to take this time to bring something original to 640 rather than replay anything. I did debate today whether or not we should replay Bruce and Michael Dixon doing post game, because I really enjoyed that yesterday. So if you have not heard that, go check the Ticket Top 10 podcast page, because we aired that at 8:40 yesterday, and it's interesting post game audio. It's audio you may not have heard after the Stars win over the Avalanche when they had Jamie Benn on.
It made me, not that I'm not always locked in on Stars post game anyway, but
yeah, of course,
it made it. hold on, Bruce. It made it can't miss. As far as that type of thing goes. And that's coming from a couple of guys who do post-game.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. We speak from a place of experience. You know, maybe at some point we need to listen to Michael Dixon and Bruce listen to that segment of their show back. And then just get like a real...
Wait a second, Bruce. I think we should get Bruce on Mavs post-game.
Just more Bruce in general.
Yeah.
I think you can't go wrong.
The new ticket model.
Bruce anyway, Levine is underutilized here.
Yeah. Go check that out. It's on the Ticket Podcast page. It's pretty funny. Well, there's a video that is circulating right now that I think kind of confirms a suspicion that people have already had. But to actually see it play out is still pretty wild. So this is from Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Now, people have always wondered, whenever you are boarding a plane and you have to check a bag, are the baggage handlers dealing with your luggage in the most delicate manner?
Let me answer that, no.
Because normally when I get my luggage back, there's like a nice little mint on the bag, or I can see, you know what, they handle this thing with care.
Oh, they actually refolded all my clothes and did it even nicer.
Right, there's nice bubble wrap around this thing. No, typically what happens is, like a handful of years ago when I went to Vegas for a pool tournament, I got there and my pool case was completely busted. I had to buy a new pool case at the event in Las Vegas to send my cues back home, because for some odd reason, you can't take pool cues onto a plane. They're considered a weapon. I'm like, well, they're just...
Well, yeah.
Well, how? I mean, they're just a blunt object. At that point, you could use anything as a weapon.
Well, you could probably poke somebody's eye out with it.
Again, you could do that. You can bring
a pin on
the plane.
How is the pilot going to land the plane if you pool cue him to death?
There's going to be chalk all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. They want to avoid chalk everywhere. But this video is going around that... I don't know who took this video, someone that maybe had a grudge against their employer or what, but...
Yeah, I wish we knew.
You will see them handling luggage, and they are trying to put it onto one of the conveyor belts here, and you will see, there is audio, but we won't play it, them just launching all of your luggage...
That's got to be a strong person.
Onto the conveyor belt with absolutely no regard for what you have inside of your suitcase.
Because a lot of the time the limit is like, what, 50 pounds?
I think typically right around there.
And so whenever we go, wives will always be like 49.7. Like, she'll get it right under.
You
got to
get
that.
It, yeah. You got to be good at it.
Hunking 50 pounds of...
It's certainly,
suitcase.
Yeah, not for the faint of heart. You got to get some strong boys in there to be able to do that.
All
but,
day. That's a tough job.
And I get it. It probably
salute
is
to them.
Horribly, yeah, like physical work and having to do that. But still, you kind of have to now pause whenever you're packing your bag, because you're like, okay, anything I put in here is now susceptible to being broken when I get it, because that's probably not even the only time they're doing that. I feel like they also are plenty of videos out there of them just completely launching them into the bottom of the plane, too. I mean, hell, if you're doing this every day, you probably turn something like that into a game. You might as well, to help pass the time.
100%. And it only takes one person to start something like that, and then everybody just follows suit, and that's just the game. It kind of looks like poor design at this airport, though, that it is that big of a gap from where they're holding the luggage and having to launch it over.
Yeah, because they are having to throw it like 6-7 feet, something like that.
That would be a real pain to have to walk each one over and then go back. It doesn't look good in the video,
it doesn't,
though.
Yeah, you have like maybe grandpa's ashes in an urn in your suitcase.
My Fabergé eggs that I'm traveling with.
Every delicate thing.
Stop traveling
with
my China set.
Right. Just anything that can easily collapse is within your luggage, and now you get there, and all of a sudden it's broken. And I get it. We've all been at jobs where you don't particularly love what you do. I just.
Right now.
Normally those jobs.
Listening to you.
Look, I'm having a great time. But there's nothing that we could do, I suppose, outside of. I guess just ripping everybody that we know or sponsors or something that would cause damage like that to the company's image or the employer or like actively hurt people that are listening. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing we could do that would be that extreme.
You might be underestimating the toxicity of our broadcasting.
And of our city.
Someone out there is probably hurting listening to us this week.
Oh, for sure. I don't doubt that at all, but... There, you just do, you know, find something else. Here, you're already kind of locked into this airline, and now you have to, especially if you're flying, like, international, you're like, well, I guess I just have to deal with the people that are chunking my luggage because I don't have another option.
It's just, it's like food service. It's just, you kind of have to suspend the worst case, you know, the worst possibilities in your mind of what's happened.
Like they've washed their hands.
Of
they
what you
haven't
can't
spit
see.
In this thing.
Exactly. You just have to assume otherwise it would just drive you crazy. You can't be thinking that all your stuff is getting destroyed constantly by the airport workers.
Or like walking on grass. Because all grass is covered in bird poop and bird pee.
What?
All grass?
Yeah. Think about it.
I'd rather not. I don't care that much.
I've thought about it, and I don't agree.
Anyway, if you're a good P1 baggage handler out there, and you see a nice little Louis Vuitton bag with it says Monty embroidered on there, maybe there'll be a little 5-spot if you make sure to handle it nicely. I definitely don't have Louis Vuitton. I normally try, if I can, to not even have to check a bag. But my clothes require a lot of fabric, so typically I have to.
I think the hack has been for me where they just check it at the gate,
yeah,
and then they put it right there for you at the gate whenever you get off. To me, that's the best case scenario. But nobody asked.
Yeah. That's typically how these segments go.
Yeah,
I'll turn the mic off.
Unwarranted opinions are unwanted. All right, there is another edition of The Ramp.